Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is February 24th, 2024. Friday, Jumma, with the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're on our way to the masjid now. The time now is 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Jumma prayer itself, the kubbah, the sermon, does not begin until 2 p.m., which will be a half hour from now. So we can join us now. We play the chapter 18 of the Quran, titled El Kahf, or the cave in Arabic, as following the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet. He asked that the Muslims read chapter 18 on Fridays. Now, the first half hour of this is to accommodate that part of our program. And then at 2 o'clock, we will begin the actual Jumma Kubbah itself. So for the first half hour, you can enjoy this reading of chapter 18 of the Quran. And I'll come back in a half hour at 2 p.m., again, Eastern Standard Time, for the prayer. For the greens of peace with you. Assalamu alaikum. Enjoy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahil ladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclose them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that, as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest And say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth, and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden, while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction, Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا
In this case is protection only from Allah, the True. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Hayya Allah Salah, Hayya Allah Salah, Hayya Allah Salah, Hayya Allah Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance, and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. all this being merely guesswork, and still others will say, there were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, my Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, how well He sees, how well He hears. The creatures have no other guardian than Him. He allows none to share His authority. O Prophet, recite to them from the book of your Lord what has been revealed to you, for none may change His words. And were you to make any change in His words, you will find no refuge from Him. Keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord, morning and evening, seeking His pleasure. And do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do you seek the pomp and glitter of the world? Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose attitude is of excess. And proclaim, this is the truth from your Lord. Now let him who will believe, and let him who will disbelieve. We have prepared a fire for the wrongdoers, whose billowing folds encompass them. If they ask for water, they will be served with a drink like dregs of oil that will scald their faces. How dreadful a drink, and how evil an abode. As for those who believe and do good, we shall not cause their reward to be lost. They shall dwell in the gardens of eternity, beneath which streams flow. There they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, will be arrayed in green garments of silk and rich brocade, and will recline on raised couches. How excellent is their reward, and how nice their resting place. O Muhammad, propound a parable to them. There were two men, of whom we bestowed upon one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. There's no God but God. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nasta'inuhu nastaghfiruhu. Wa nu'minu bihi wa jalla. In the same way, we believe in you, Allah, Azza wa Jalla, the highly glorified is He. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We bear witness that no God except Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. None worthy of worship besides Him. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Abdul is saying servant. Rasul is saying His messenger. So we bear witness that Muhammad is His abdul, His servant, wa rasul, and His messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and peace be upon him. And upon his companions, his family first. Wa al-alihi, his family. Family, as-sahaba, the sahabas being the companion, Ishmael, Bart, and upon all of us, Ishmael, Jami, right? Jami, Juma, collect, yeah, congregate. Alhamdulillah, the perfect praise belongs to God. Highly glorified is He. I want to speak today about El Ghafur. Yes, the mercy. El Ghafur. Allah is most merciful. You have two words, El Ghafur and El Ghafar. El Ghafur is speaking, they're both saying forgiveness, but El Ghafur is the one who forgives the sins, no matter how big it may be. how ugly it may be, right? That's El Ghafoor. But El Ghafar, no matter how many times you do the same thing over and over again, Allah will forgive you. Become sincerely right, seeking His forgiveness, Allah will forgive us. There's a report of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. It says, if you came to Allah with sincere forgiveness and your sin for as big as the whole creation, He will forgive you to that same degree. Allah is oft forgiven. You say he is merciful. He is Ar-Rahman, most merciful, El Ghafoor, all forgiving. That's our Lord, Allah. When we fast in Ramadan and we complete the month of fasting right, all your past sins are forgiven. If you go to Hajj and you do the Hajj right, all your past sins are forgiven. If you come to Jummah, do Jummah right, your sins are forgiven. Allah is often forgiven, often forgiven. And it's so funny, sometimes we still feel bad about something we did 30, 40 years ago. Huh? But you know what that means? Allah's mercy is with you because your conscience is alert. If you want me here to you all, it's just me. Okay. Hello. I mean, I'm standing up, maybe he rises, you know. So, alhamdulillah. Don't want to sit here and be unnecessarily uncomfortable. We don't need that. So this idea of mercy and forgiveness, it requires of us to have that spirit in us to be people who are merciful and people who are forgiving. And the Quran asks the question, it says, do you not love that Allah should forgive you? I mean, I think the worst person wants to say, oh God, forgive me, right? So the Quran speaks about that. In Surah 24, Ayah 22, Allah says to us as believers, He says, let them pardon and forgive. Right? Let them pardon and forgive. They should be part of our character, part of our makeup. That we pardon people, that we forgive people. We overlook faults and shortcomings. So Allah says here in the Quran, وَيَعْفُلْ وَيَصْفَهُ أَلَّا تُسْحِبُونَ يَقْفِذْرَ. It says that people says, let us be those who forgive and overlook the same that we want Allah to forgive us. Yes, okay? Allah is... It says, well, Allahu Ghafirun, Allah is all-forgiving, Rahim, and the most merciful. So forgiveness is an important essential of our faith. They have a saying in this society that doesn't quite sound right, but we hear it all the time. They say, I'll forgive and forget. Now, let's be realistic. Yes, forgive. But you don't forget. You forgive. And you remember, you may see an improvement in that person. See, I remember when you were something else. Then look back and you say, yeah, I never when you were something else. All right? And in fact, I learned some of my stuff from you. And you see how that can rub off, become a positive growth? So forgiveness is an essential part of our life. Forgiving people, it can lower your blood pressure, make life easier on you. You carrying around a grudge, a weight on your back, on your heart, for something that happened so long ago. the person who done it forgot they done it. Till you remind them, you say, yeah, you sure? You say, remember so-and-so? They say, yeah, I do remember that. You still carrying that? And so it becomes an obligation on the part of the person who becomes conscious that I really hurt that person. Because sometimes we can say a word or two and just we flip it. And we can crush somebody. We can crush them. For whatever reason. We don't know their situation. We don't know their sensitivity. And we just say something. And everybody else may even laugh. And they get real hard. And they harden on their face. But once we become conscious that we actually hurt someone, then it becomes a burden on us, an obligation of the onus. The burden is on us to find a way to say, sincerely, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I done that to you. I really didn't, and I'll never do it again. And you never do it again. So the person comes sincerely and asks for forgiveness. If the recipient is not careful, they can receive the burden on them if they don't feel in their heart to receive a person sincerely asking for forgiveness. And sometimes they happen in relationships. A husband and wife, they have a legit spat, whatever it may be. They sincerely believe they were right. Probably both were wrong, but they sincerely believe, right, that they were right. And they have a spat. Then one wakes up first, looks at the other. I was wrong. And they go to the other person. So, you know what? I thought about that. I got to apologize to you. I was wrong. And the person who they apologized to put their hands on the hip like, yeah, I told you, or that ain't good enough, or no, we ain't good. But you know what happens in that moment? All that guilt transfers to the one who's too arrogant to say, you know what, I accept your apology. I thought about it too. I could have said it a little bit different. I could have said nothing at all. I could have handled it a little different. But sometimes, no, they say, oh, I got to where I want him now. I'm going to get all I can out of this. Yes, you are. You're going to get the burden of the sin transferred from them to you because you play a game with a system of life that Allah put in place to save all of us. Mercy and forgiveness is here to save all of us. And so don't become blind to the reality that I can learn from this. You know, you could be 100% right in an argument as far as your stance, your principle, your words, but the heat came up, got involved, and the passions got involved, and the anger got involved, and you could be 100% right, but if you don't follow up on it correctly, you can lose being 100% right. The word in the Arabic is sadidan. Sadidan is like cool sadidan. Say a word directed to the truth. Sometimes it's like sometimes saying the truth is saying nothing at all because the recipient ain't ready for it. Oh, I fell for that one time. Talking to a person and they asked me a question. Well, how do you see me? Oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. No. How do you see me? Don't worry about it. And then he made a mistake, and I made a mistake. He said, I'm a man. I can handle it. So I told him. Oh, man, he lost it. Brother! I'm here, brother, how can you say it? I said, he told me he can handle it. Right? So what was the wise thing to do? Don't say anything at all. I've seen situations to where someone died in the family. And the so-and-so knew it. And the way they told their family members, the person died, it was like, whoa, that was hard. So sometimes you got to have situations. You say, well, who's the best person to go tell Leroy or Susie this? And so they find the one who's all the time being trustworthy to that person, who can tell them right. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he asked us to be promised him two things. He said, promise me that which lays between your legs. A sex organ. In other words, you won't go and commit adultery and fornication. And the other thing he said, that which lays between your teeth, your tongue. So if you get to talking and running your mouth, it was the young boy college, man. And it got diarrhea of the mouth. They don't know when to shut up. You just be talking and running your mouth. Everybody's like, what are they doing? So whatever advice we're given from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, take it. You say, I don't fully understand it. You don't fully understand when you take that bare aspirin where it's going. But you take the bare aspirin. Take that medication. You do a whole lot of things, you don't know what's going to happen. But when it comes from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take it and grow into it. What you're reading in the Quran, all of us in here probably read the Quran how many times? You can't count, right? Do you understand everything in it? No. Do you defend everything in it? Yes. Well, how can you do that? Because I didn't know anything at first. I learned a little bit. And that little bit taught me a lot, a little bit more. And then I learned a little bit more of what I didn't know when I read it the first time and second time. And I'm growing. And at the rate I'm going, I'm convinced I'm going all the way with this book. I'm going all the way with Muhammad the prophet. Because he is the completion of all the prophets. So, dear beloved Muslims, let us learn to forgive, especially forgive ourselves. This world here, I'm not saying earth, I'm not saying Allah's creation. I'm talking about the world of knowledge that they feed us in this society by design. It's crafted, the words are crafted to make the average human being dislike themselves, distrust themselves, even hate themselves. We discussed this too tonight. We live in a language environment. Everybody does. And the sooner that we learn to create our own language environment, the better off we are. Because to lean on this world's language that's out there, yeah, you're going to learn it. You can articulate it. You can spell it. You can write it. But in it, it's like it's crippling ideas, crippling concepts. And some sound very sweet and pretty. Yeah. Born free. That sounds good, don't it? It's a lie. It's a lie. And they got a whole song, right? Born free. Free as the wind blows, right? What's the other one? Sounds so good. I found the greatest love inside of me, right? And the end of it, I was saying, I don't need nobody. That's a lie. So the language environment that's been crafted by evil thinkers is designed to put us in a position to where we do not like ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. And Allah comes with the Quran and says, yes, you should like yourself. You should love yourself. And I put in you everything you need. We don't need to have a concept of a creator that made us default. That's an oxymoron. Think about it. God is good, right? If you say yes. He makes only good, they're going to say yes. Are you a sinner? They're going to say, yeah, why are you a sinner? I was born that way. you just clashed. Just go and script it again. God is good, yes. Only man is good, yes. Did God make you? Yes. But why you say you were made bad? Language environment that we live in. Make it hard for someone to forgive themselves, to love themselves, to trust themselves. And then depending upon which race or ethnicity is in power, if they are evil thinking thinkers in their race. There's no one race evil. But they can be evil thinkers in any race. And they get into control. And they begin to lie in the science book and put it in the classroom about other people. That's been done. They begin to put lies in religious interpretations and put it in the houses of worship. That's been done. So it makes it hard for a person to even go to where it's supposed to be a trusted institution and come out feeling right because they say, well, you know, I was born in sin. Shapes the iniquity. Well, take that description you gave me. Take it to any nursery where newborns at and find me which baby this fit on. You can't find it. You give a few years around some of you all, you're going to find it. Yeah? Because we're made from soft clay, what the Quran says, right? Soft clay. Sounding clay. Why do I say sounding? Because it will echo back to you what you put in it. And then you say, where did y'all learn that from? You know, it's so scary nowadays. When we came along, we had one TV and one radio. TV had three stations, maybe four, and the radio had 10. Your parents had a pretty good idea who was talking to you on a regular basis. Nowadays, iPhones, iPads, earbuds, you don't know who's talking to your children. And they begin at a very early age talking to your children. Now, you may feed them, you may clothe them, house them and send them to school. But that's not your child. I'm sorry to say, that's not your child. Imam Muhammad, he shared with us that the play on words, and I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but you know, Allah has given us too much for us to hold it back. Sometimes you can't worry about offending somebody. There's a verse in the Bible where it says that when Eve had her son Cain, she said, now I have gotten me a man from the Lord, right? She stole him. Play on words. If you read it on the surface, and they say, oh, you shouldn't be saying that. That's about their book. Well, then what the Quran says? The Quran says you got to correct. You got to correct. The Quran is a correction, yes, a confirmation, and a conclusion. Of which books? All of them. Some of them? All of them. And then we get so sensitive. You can't say the truth. That's a burden. We need to help them understand their book. Because when you're given concepts and ideas that hinder the person from forgiving themselves, as Allah wants us to forgive ourselves, then we have to help that person out. Even if it means going against the grain. I don't think any of us in here would be Muslims in this society if we were not the person who's ready to and willing to go against the grain. I don't care if you were born Muslim or not. You get to a point in your life where you got to compare things. What did Mama say? What does the Quran say? What does this say? What does that say? And then your personal soul, you got to make a decision one day. Say, I choose to be Muslim. I want to be Muslim. I know it's not popular in this society. It's not common in this society. But after what I have received, and the guidance I have received, and the blessings I have received, I personally, individually, choose to be a Muslim. Every Muslim child got to do that. All of them. They're Muslim by nature. They're Muslim by their upbringing. But at some point in their life, they got to say, I want to be a Muslim. Personally. Alhamdulillah. Yes. So our book, our religion, Prophet, all that we have been given is designed to make us successful. All of it. It's not a put down of the excellence of the human creation. It really don't put down disbelievers. It just put a mirror where they can see themselves. Because when the Quran speaks of disbelievers, what do it always say? Change your ways. Ask for forgiveness. Stop doing what you're doing. You're better than that. That's our religion. That's all that's wrong. And that makes forgiveness very easy. Truth be told, you can't forgive anybody else until you really have forgiven yourself. You may say the words, and you may mean it from where you're coming from, but if you still haven't forgiven yourself, you're handicapped. You're crippled. I'm talking about in your mind and in your soul. You're handicapped. You're crippled. Because you're carrying burdens. You're carrying weights that you shouldn't be carrying. So Allah says He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. And He is El-Ghafur, El-Ghafar. He is the one that forgives. He forgives all sins. Somebody say, well, you don't forgive shirk. That's true. Shirk means false worship. But that has to be an intentional false worship. An intentional false worship. What do you mean by intentional false worship? You have grown to fully understand Tawheed, the oneness of God. You have lived and eat and breathe Tawheed, the oneness of God. You get taught others the oneness of God. And then a person in that mind go back? Oh, no, they're in trouble. But don't blame me in my progress before I became Muslim or a baby Muslim. Y'all still baby Muslims, right? One way or another. Don't blame me because my trajectory is toward right. My eyes is on the prize towards right. And I slip here, slip there, but I get back up and dust myself off and keep on going on that destiny. And we say this often. Many of us, we came out of the church. We're doing 3-in-1 and everything. Black Jesus, white Jesus, we didn't care. That's where we came from. Yeah. But Allah of mercy brought us this way. So we don't blame anybody in their development. But the person becomes learned in this law and know that God is one. And then begin to associate and partner with God. They're in trouble. Then the prophet, he made it very serious for us. The word is called shirk. Right in there, but shirk. Now, that's kind of tricky because that's the word shirk also in English, right? Shirk in English means that you didn't keep up your part, that you shirk your duties. You didn't do what you're supposed to do, right? You cheated on the test, or you shirk your whatever. But shirk in the Arabic, you're saying to knowingly, intentionally give Allah a partner. No forgiveness for that. That means you know better. So we say what? The banner, Latizit Kalubana. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Our death, our day cannot. Now, since you got it also right, you, it didn't say Joe, Bob, Susie, or Abdullah, Aisha got it right. Allah, you got me right. Now, who in their right mind want to go astray after that? Nobody. A person like that, they deserve the wrath of Allah. In that Fatiha, we begin by saying two descriptions of people. Really, three. He said the ones who got to get the favor, that's one. But then there's another description of people. They call darling. Darling, those are people who thought they were right, but they darling. They went astray. And some will say, that is a description of our Christian brothers and sisters. Right? Not all, but they will fit that category because they had the best intent when they began to worship a man instead of God. The third description is the McRuby. Who's the McRuby? Those are the ones they knew better. They understood very well what was going on. They were well learned. They had the guidance. They had the hudah. And even though they had the guidance and had all the information, they said, we're going to intentionally do wrong. That's the McVoovy. Yeah, so anybody who's learning in religion, they could be a Muslim and still be a McVoovy, right? They know Islam. They know the prophet. So they say, well, you know, a lot of times they do how the brothers of Yusuf did. They said, we could do wrong today. We got time tomorrow to correct it, right? Yeah. Is it wrong? I know what's wrong. You know I know what's wrong. I've been teaching against it. But we're going to do it just for a little while. And then later on, we're going to come back and correct it. So they go and they do the wrong, and then they die. They got judgment day. They say, oh, Allah, give me one. The Quran says, right? Oh, Allah, give me some more time. Send me back. I do it right this time. Yes. Yeah. So, no, we have the book, best book, the Quran, and the book, the Quran, is such a book. That's a fact they have by itself. It's a lifetime study. When I first became Muslim, somebody said, I heard that. I can't forget Braille, I'm telling you anyway. But I said, man, you take one ayat, man, make a whole library out of it. I said, man, get out of here. I ain't say it out loud. I said, get out of here. Ain't no way in the world you're going to take the one verse of the Quran and make a whole library out of it. Well, Allah forgive me for that because it's very, very true. You take a Fatiha alone, that's a life study. That's a life study. Oh, my goodness. So Allah forgive us for our sins. Oh, Allah forgive us for our sins. Grant us mercy in this life. Grant us mercy in the life to come. Bless the righteous and raise up the vulnerable who are righteous. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're grateful, we're thankful. We say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The perfect praise and love to Allah. We're thankful, we're grateful for the life Allah has given us, the opportunities to serve, the opportunities to enjoy life, the opportunities to learn the process of coming out of pain and difficulty and the humbling effect it has upon us. We are thankful for that. The Quran says you're going to be tried once, twice a year. I think twice a year, right? Well, it's in the book. But the lessons that we learn from setbacks, the growth that we develop from having hard times, when a believer comes into that understanding, we're grateful for that. We're grateful for that. It's difficult. It's painful. Struggle. Sometimes you can't see the light at the end of the road. So dark, I would say, well, I can't see the road. Let me follow it. And in time, you see the light. That faith, that sabr. Sabr means more than patience. It means while you're being patient, you're still persevering forward. Don't say sabr being patient if you're going to sit down and wait. No. You wait and you still push forward. So that's our spirit. That's our drive. That's our motivation as believers. That's a testimony of being a believer, the movement. A believer is one that can't see it all. That's why it's called belief. Not trying to be a know-it-all. You can't see it all. You can't hear it all. You can't speak it all. But I believe. And that's how we go forward as believers. It's only when we finally raise our heads up from the grinding wheel. Now, when you're working, you're on that grinding wheel, right? Your nose is down to the grinding wheel. You're working. And finally, you look up. See, I did all that? Say, yeah, you did all that. So I'm going back to the grinding wheel. I say, do it hurt? Yeah, it used to hurt. I bit my muscles up. I bit my face up. Did you see back then where you're going to be now? No, I couldn't see it at all. I kind of laugh now. I got a long way to go in learning Arabic, but I laugh sometimes. I go get the same Quran I had off when I first became Muslim 40 years ago. I used to read the Quran. I would see the Arabic on that side of the line. And I would look at it, look away real quick. All right. Because I was looking at it, I was reading the Arabic from left to right, right? I'm looking, going this way with it, right? Instead of this way. I'm like, I put myself in. Man, I'd never be able to read that. Now, I struggle, but I can read it and understand it. That's faith. That's perseverance. And what happened one time, a long time ago, one of your man in Philadelphia, what's his name? He said, brothers, he said, when you open the Quran up, and you got one side, you got the English, and one side, you got the Arabic. You got a little black line down the middle. That's what he told us, right? He said, there's a black line down the middle. He said, that's the plantation line. And on the right side with the English, that's the plantation. And you want to get free? You got to come on to this side and read the Arabic. He put a fire under me, right? I said, I want to get off this plantation. But someone else is understanding. So humbly, even us being in this location, we'll be at on Mid-Harbor, right? And some people's minds can go back to 46th Street. That's easy. I can take it back further than that. Like, would we ever have been there to have this? Could we see it back then? No. But we have it. Why? Allah gave it to us. Our perseverance. The grade you achieved in college or in school, could you see it? You couldn't see it. And sometimes people in your family remind me and say, man, you went to college? You? Come on, you ain't know where you went to college. You say, yeah, I finished. Matter of fact, I was a class valedictorian. You see, you can always talk. You're talking nonsense back here. It gets it paid off. That's faith. That's belief. That's belief. So every people on the planet are going to have their struggle as a group and as an individual. Have patience, have perseverance. So can you see? Yes, I can see. What do you see? My limited understanding. Right? But how did you get there for? Because I believe beyond what I can see. That's how you travel, right? You on the highway. Pitch dark, no lights. Huh? You can only see as far as the power of your beam on your headlight. When that beam fade out, you can't see no further than that, right? So do you say, well, I got to stop because I can't see past the beam? No. You follow that beam until the sun comes up. Yes? Yes. So this is how we have to be. This is how we have to be. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah bless us and guide us and give us perseverance. Give us that ability to hang in there. Yeah, you say, Sayin that ma'uf is useful, all right? But then at the next word, fansab, that word right there. I looked that word up, fansab. Because I say these words, I want to know what they mean. And when you look at fansab, it's kind of like, man, that means to work until you are wore out. That means just to work. It means work until you're tired. And then we'll do the same way it says. When you end it, when you're tired, it says, go find something else to do. Alhamdulillah. That would build your character. Allah is merciful. Allah is good to us. And we're thankful. We're grateful. So whatever we can achieve in life, I've been blessed to achieve in life. Give thanks to Allah. Say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, he belonged to me. Praise to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And be grateful for where we came from, and we are very hopeful for where we're going to. You see, well, where are you going? Look, I have no idea where I'm going. I just know what my destiny is to go to please my Lord. And where he takes me, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And just in closing, I think my son shared it too when he did a coup bar. They were like, they have killed tens of thousands, but I'm afraid thousands, I guess now, of people in Gaza, and they're not giving up. They are suffering tremendously over there. And they're still saying their five prayers. They're still looking forward to Ramadan? Huh? People are like, man, how do they do that? Like, Allah's in charge. And nothing happens in this life, a difficulty and pain, that we do not get credit for in the afterlife. You say, what do you mean? Isn't Allah most merciful? He done paid for it once already. If you do one sin, you get one punishment. You do one good, one time it says you get two punishments, one part says you get 10. I did the math on that, easy math, right? I said, how in the world does someone end up in hell with a deal like that? I do one wrong, I ask for forgiveness, it's clean. I'm back on zero. I do good, I'm two ahead. I do one, I lose one, I'm still one ahead. But then I do, if for forgiveness, that's gone. I'm back to two ahead. I do two again, now I'm four ahead. Now, how can someone end up in hell with a merciful God like that? Unless you want to go to hell. My parents would say, boy or girl, you're hell bent. They say that you're hell bent. Because you working like hell to go to hell. But no, we don't do that. Not in Islam. We say, Allah, I messed up. You know, I know I got to stop. Say, Allah, I messed up, right? Allah knew a million years ago you're going to mess up. So you're saying that and then you're talking to yourself. Huh? What's happened? Your conscience is coming alive to how you hurt yourself. The Quran says the good you get came from him, the bad you get came from your own two hands. We just now waking up to the fact that we've been doing ourselves wrong. And so we stop and we correct ourselves. That's mercy. That's forgiveness. Oh, Allah, grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the afterlife. Grant us good in that life and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. I mean, God comes to Salat. Come on.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي الله صلى الله. حي الله صلى الله. تكامتس الله. تكامتس الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله فرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت عليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم في يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض وهو العلي العظيم فلا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله Alhamdulillah. You announced it, I know. We had the program on Sunday for Savior's Day from 1 to 4, 1 to 4 p.m. right here. Looking forward to that. We're going to do it on blog as well. And someone asked in Chicago, can you put it on Zoom? I guess we can do that too. It'll be here Sunday at 1. No weekend school this Sunday. So we can have a Savior's Day titled Savior's Day Through the Eyes of the Muslim Woman, featuring our sister, Amina Shiraz. I'm going to announce for Linda Venter and my wife, Sister Carolyn. Right here. And it should be a very good conversation. I'm looking forward to it. Any other announcements? Yeah, Ramadan Quran reading could begin doing that. If in the morning, you take turns reading. You do for time. You got to see. Yeah, time. Yeah, we got to see how the time is like. Because we got to wait until the time zone to the time change, too. Because we can go from, what do call it? No, we need the hours. You hear what I'm saying? We can go from daylight savings time to whatever, right? We got to see how that's going to change the calendar as well. So give us some time on that, okay? Yeah, so next Friday, I'm scheduled to be in Cincinnati, so I will not be here for Jumba. So one of the brothers got a step. Y'all got the right to give them, if they don't. I'm serious. Yes, of course, yeah. We need to y'all forget. We need a schedule for Chicago Wheel of Prayer at night. I know it's kind of hard sometimes, but it's getting easier. The days are shorter. We have the time with prayers there every night. So we're going to try and get that established as well. Okay, any more announcements? You got what you said for kind and solidness. We appreciate it. Come in tomorrow. Yeah, come tomorrow and get things tidied up. You can come in tomorrow. There may be some people working on the kickball field even after, so, but they won't be in here, though. I'm just saying. good idea. Come tomorrow and get back in town and clean stuff a little bit. Get ready for Sunday. On Sunday, refreshments? There will be. Okay, there will be refreshments here, right? Yeah, okay. All right. We're looking to get progress on the kickball field, too. 101. Okay. Any more announcements? Okay. Y'all handle it. Y'all handle it. Okay. Robin, here's your question. Robin, we can think something. Yeah.
Say that again.
The sister has to come back and think something. I'm sweet. Yeah, I hear both because some people don't like their sugar. Or they come from. Okay. Any announcements? No announcements. Okay, well, we're going to sign off here.
President, are we doing first Sunday?
The first Sunday?
Sunday morning for President.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, you're right. First Sunday, because that'd be the last Sunday we can do it. Because the next Sunday would be Ramadan.
Could be.
Could be Ramadan, yeah. So, inshallah, we're going to do that.
And I don't want to disrespect him to hold back his time, but he's here. We'd like to bring him before us to discuss with us. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Nasta'inuhu, nasta'aghfiruhu. ونؤمن به عز وجل ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد Praise be to Allah, the Lord, sustainer of the world. We witness that there is no God, no divine, but Allah. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is Allah's servant and messenger. We pray the prayers and the peace be on him and what follows of that traditional salute to the last servant, messenger of God, prophet of God. dear sisters, let me first say that I just come off the road and we were doing our best to arrive here at 2 o'clock. But that was very, very much difficult for us, almost impossible. We attended the conference in Kansas City of the Islamic Society of North America last night and had a wonderful and brotherly union with them in the program and were there late, and we hadn't eaten, so by the time we left there and got dinner and retired, it was very late. So we got very little sleep, and we hit the road early this morning and flew to Midway by Southwest Airlines, Midway, Chicago, Midway Airport, Chicago. And from there, we drove here. We met the other cars and drove here. So I'm just off the road, and I would like to be in the house. Praise be to Allah. But believe me, I'll do as God tells us to do. I'll come in by proper doors. Yes. First, let me thank you, Sister Amitullah Bukakfu, and the Sisters Association. Let me thank you for the honor of addressing you here today. We do have some concerns, very serious concerns, for improving the treatment of females. Allah Most High, as you know, you who study Quran or follow the teachings of Islam, keep up with the message of Islam as it's being propagated in America. Our news media, newspaper and the news media that we have by way of cable television and whatever, you who study Quran or read Quran and keep up with what is going on for Muslims in America, I'm sure you are aware of what I'm bringing to you, concern I'm bringing to you, and you are aware of what we are doing, trying to do, to bring about the situation that Allah wants for us based upon what he revealed to Muhammad in the Quran and what Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, established for us as an example for us to follow. Our concern mainly is in two areas. The international area, that is the international ummah. We know that in the international ummah, most of our men are not given the treatment to the females that Allah and his messenger has ordered. We know that. And I have to admit that in America, we are in a very, I would say, serious situation, because many of us are newly converted to Islam, and many of our men are not authorities on what God has revealed and what the Prophet himself established regarding the treatment of females or proper regard for women. We know that most of our men are not informed. And what complicates that is that the international world of Islam is itself not yet where it should be, again, regarding the proper respect for females, the proper respect for men. We can misinterpret so many things very easily, and we can make judgments without knowledge very easily. Before going further, let me say to you that whatever Allah has revealed in the Quran, if we are Muslims, we have to accept that. Whatever Allah has established through his messenger, Muhammad, we have to accept that. There's no question. There's no way for us to question that. We have to accept that. But there's a lot of ignorance. Many of us don't know the whole picture. We can take something, a little part, and move on that and not know the other part that balance that or give balance to that or give fuller meaning to that. You see, and it's very important to know the Quran in its context. In its context. For example, to know what a Muslim is, you don't go to any other source book. To know what a Muslim is, we go to the Quran. That's where the best definition comes, the first and the best definition comes to us of what a Muslim is. Likewise, for the treatment of women. If we want to know the treatment of women, we don't go to what this writer said, or that writer said, or this imam said, or that imam said. First, no. We have to go to the Quran first. And unless those writers, those imams, those are scholars, those authorities, respect first what Allah has revealed in the Quran and what is established in the life of the Prophet, then we are on weak footing if we are influenced or accept what they are saying. Now, I know you want me to say right away, can our brothers have more than one wife? Don't ask me because I don't have permission to give them that right. Ask the Quran. Ask Allah. Ask the Quran. Can they do that? Now, let me, for the sake of clearing the air, better than that. It's more serious than that. Let me, for the sake of turning on the lights, say this. The prevailing idea and principle or rule in our religion and in our life is justice. God brings our attention to the need for justice and how he forces justice, brings about justice through the workings not only of man. If man won't obey, he brings it about through the workings of the natural world order. The physical world order. He will bring it about. God says that he has not created the universe except for just purpose, just ends, just purpose, just purpose. So justice is the overriding principle. In every matter, justice is the overriding principle. So if we deny a female something that she wants, we have to first ask, is it just? Is it justice to do that? And right away, without even consulting the Quran or the life of the Prophet, if we know in our hearts that that's not right, that's not just, then we should at least hesitate to do that or to continue that treatment or to continue to deny that to the female until we consult the Quran and the life of the Prophet. And most of the time, as Allah says in the Quran, what bothers the soul and the heart of a sincere person, human being, is most likely what God himself wants. So if something is bothering you, and you're a sincere believer, you're a good person, and you just can't find yourself living with that or accepting that, most likely God is on your side. Most likely God is on your side. Now, there are some exceptions where we are ourselves are so hurt, so deeply scarred and wounded, that we can't see with normal eyes in our circumstances, That happens sometimes, but that is very rare. God wants justice. God wants justice. And it's not justice to dominate females, brothers. You're going to tell them, right? There are some powerful brothers in here now with me. And good brothers, very good brothers. And it's not right to dominate females. And at this point, let me concentrate on the international community of Muslims. In the international community of Muslims, what we have is the influence of local, national, ethnic, culture, life, or tradition. So you find the people still imposing, for example, I'm using a country that I have great admiration for, Pakistan. The country of Pakistan, you'll find the Pakistanis they dress like the Indians, who are not Muslim. And you'll find some of us wanting to dress like the Pakistanis, because we think that's Muslim. And the Pakistani and the Hindu are dressing almost the same. They dress that dress so similar, you can't hardly tell the difference. So that's an example of local choice, the local choice of a people, that they have followed even before the prophet or the advent of Islam or the advent of the prophet 1,400 and so years ago. You see, they were following those traditions. And we should reason like this, that if Muslims don't have the same dress, if their dress are associated with their culture, with their nation and their culture, then we should also believe that their thinking is most likely designed too by their locale and their history in that locale, even before the prophet brought Islam. Prayers and peace be upon him. This is how we should reason. So it leaves us, again, I can't emphasize this enough, with the Quran. That's what we are to turn to. We are not to turn to any nation or any people, Egyptian, Saudi Arabians, or anybody else, for the model for ourselves. Whether it be dress, behavior in society, or whether it be relationships, how we should perceive and understand relationships. And there is no relationship more, I would say, vital to the life of a society than the relationship of man and woman, especially in marriage. No relationship more important than that. God takes our life and our minds and our focus and our attention and interest all the way back to the beginning of the human family by saying that he created us, and the sister just has read from that chapter, that he created us from one soul. Now this nafs and wahida, you who understand a little Arabic, wahida is feminine. So if God created us min nafs and wahida, then it's talking about an entity that is given a description as feminine. And we know that we are created from Adam, the first man. But this is something, this is an idea of that first man that must not have anything to do with sex right now. Because God says he created him from nafsin wahida. Nafsin wahida. We know what that nafsin wahida is. The scholars know. The learned imams know. It's the soul, the common soul of the human being. We have one common soul. That's what God wants us to know first, that we all descended from out of and multiplied upon this earth from one common soul. The soul of man and woman, the same. That's what it's saying. How come this is in the Quran? Because there were some religions believing that God put a divine soul in the males and left that out of the females. That's how come the Quran comes like that, to correct that thinking in the religion. Understand this too, that though Islam is not to impose itself on any people, Al-Islam comes to be a light for the world. And our prophet, prayers and peace be on him, he is a light for the world. Allah says he's a mercy to all people, to mankind. And we know that Allah says, and he is sufficient for all mankind. Kafir and linnas, that he is sufficient for all people, for all people. So don't think that he's only our model, that he's only our example. He is the leader of Muslims. But he is a model leader for all the world, for all nations, for all religions, for all people. Nafsin wahida, returning to that. Nafsin wahida. So the adjective description here in terms of gender addresses this first self, our first soul, as a feminine entity. As a feminine entity. That's what we have to understand. And Allah says, and he made from it its mate. And its mate is masculine.
He made from it its mate, and its mate is masculine. Sisters, please don't follow the Jewish feminine movement. Please, don't follow the Jewish women feminist movement. Please don't do that. You'll miss everything I'm saying.
What happened to what happened to our son?
Oh.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother, ma'am. I was just pressing one to see if you were still there, if we was gonna get the other part or just.
Oh, he went off. No, it's still playing, but we don't have any audio no more.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay, sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, no, it's almost done. Let me. I gotta find something else.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. You gotta find
something.
Okay, I guess happened to walk past and see your hand up. I guess I can walk past.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.